COVID-19 has changed the way we do business and the way we do human resources in our businesses. We have all had to learn how to pivot, renew, and thrive over the last 18 months. Join North State SHRM as they elevate human resources on Tuesday, October 26, 2021, from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. during North State SHRM's 5th Annual HR Summit. Human resources professionals, office managers, business owners, and staff involved in HR will be engaged and inspired while continuing their pursuit of professional development. Hear from a world-renowned keynote speaker and some top-tier legal and HR advisors. Join us in person at the Gaia Hotel or virtually on October 26th for North State SHRM's annual HR Summit. For tickets and information, visit northstatesHRM.org. That's northstatesHRM.org.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
We're starting things off today with some really good news about our program. It turns out we produce some pretty darn good radio. The Outdoor Writers Association of America, comprised of over 650 outdoors media professionals, just had their annual conference at Jay Peak Resort in northern Vermont. One of the big highlights of this conference every year is the big announcement of who won the annual Excellence in Craft Awards. There's six different categories for writers, photographers, and broadcasters who are part of this organization, and I entered five of them in the audio category, which is open to both radio show hosts and podcasters, and some very good ones, too. So, how did we do this year? In one word, amazing. We took first place in the family participation category with an interview we did about Joey's Fly Fishing Foundation in Wyoming. We also took first place in the fishing category with our interview of Walker Smith with Wired to Fish about fall bass fishing misconceptions. Another first place award went to us in the gear technical category for our interview with Outdoors television host Steve Rogers about buying your first bass boat. And we took first place in the hunting category too, interviewing Will Brantley with Field and Stream about tag teaming turkeys. In addition to this, we also took second place in the conservation nature category for a segment we aired on our regional program, Northwestern Outdoors Radio, about the state of wildlife and watching them in Yellowstone National Park. The hunting category of this Excellence in Craft contest was actually sponsored this year by our friends at Henry Repeating Arms, and is one of the many outdoors media professionals who entered into one of the many hunting categories. I would like to say thank you for providing financial support to some of us lucky award winners this year. If you want to find out more about the Outdoor Writers Association of America, you can do so by going to OWAA.org. That's OWAA.org. It's a great organization. Next year's conference is going to be in Casper, Wyoming. And if you're interested in becoming a member as an outdoors media pro, or if you're an aspiring outdoors writer, photographer, videographer, or broadcaster, contact me through my website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. I'd be happy to have a chat with you about OWAA and how you can become a member. Now, I'd like to tell you, the reason I got those awards was because I'm so darn good, but let's be honest, it's the guests that bring this show to life, and this week on America Outdoors Radio, we've got another great slate of guests bringing some interesting topics your way. One of them is PJ Delhomme. He wrote a really good article that's in the current digital edition of Outdoor Life magazine about the tradition of fur trapping. Is this ancient pursuit going extinct in America, or is it growing? You'll find out in just a few minutes. And if you're looking to tag out on a buck or a bull this fall and you bag a nice one, you may want to get it mounted. Maybe a European mount featuring the skull and antlers. You can certainly take it to a taxidermist who will help you out with that for a pretty price, of course. Or you can do it yourself. It turns out it's not that hard to do. It's not expensive at all. And Ryan Neely with Camp Chef, who has done this a few times, will join us towards the end of our program to tell you how to do it too. Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we're going to talk about the duck stamp. If you are a waterfowl hunter, you've gone out and you've purchased one, and you probably know that 98 cents of every dollar from the duck stamp goes to habitat conservation through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Well, Field and Stream did a thing involving duck stamps this year, and with us here to tell you more about it is Colin Kearns, the executive editor of this fine publication. Colin, great to have you back on the air.
It's great to be back, John. Thanks.
So let's talk a little bit before we get into this specific story, which I think is just absolutely hilarious. Let's talk about Field and Stream and their relationship with the duck stamp. The duck stamp's been around since 1934.
Yeah, and Field and Stream has a really interesting and I think kind of inspiring connection to the duck stamp. One of our long time ago editors, his name was Ray Holland, started at Field and Stream in 1924, I believe, and was with the magazine for nearly 20 years. And during his tenure, he helped come up with the very idea for the duck stamp. Now, obviously, he was a hunter and a fisherman, but he was also a very hard-fighting and well-respected conservationist. And during his tenure with Field and Stream, he helped come up with this idea for a federal duck stamp. And, you know, in 1934, we know the Duck Stamp Act was passed, and the rest is history.
Fast forward to the present day. You know, the competition to see who is going to have the duck stamp for any given year is hot and heavy. A lot of big names are involved with it. But John Oliver, a late night comedian, the host of Last Week Tonight on HBO, he came up with something really funny. He decided to commission an artist to enter, what was it? Four different entries into the duck stamp contest?
It was five different entries into the duck stamp contest for this year. And if you haven't seen them, I recommend you go and search them out because one is funnier than the next.
They absolutely are. I'm not going to spoil it, but let's just say one of them involves an old Nintendo game. One of them involves a classic painting. One of them is a maniacal duck about to shoot a duck hunter. That was my favorite. And there's more beyond that. So
yeah. And, you know, the way this story kind of unfolded, I think everyone just kind of assumed that this was a funny prank or something like that, just to kind of like, I don't know, maybe sabotage the duck stamp contest. But what it turned out to be when none of these stamps, you know, won the duck stamp contest, John Oliver decided to auction all five stamps on eBay for auction and said he would donate all of the proceeds from the auction winnings to conservation. So all the money raised for these stamps at auction will go to the same wetlands conservation money for normal duck stamp goes to.
And that's where Field and Stream did a thing. You actually bid on one of these stamps and paid a pretty penny to win it. Tell me how much you paid and which one you won.
We paid just a bit over $33,000, and we won the stamp that was inspired by that Nintendo video game you referenced earlier. I'll just give you the spoiler. It's a duck hunt duck stamp. And it's pretty great. You know, the magazine that helped come up with the idea for the duck stamp, you know, almost a century ago, as far as I know, now has purchased the most expensive duck stamp ever, and all that money is going to wetlands conservation. So it's just kind of a great feel-good story. I'm really proud to be part of this.
I think it's wonderful. I do have to ask, though, where is this duck stamp picture of the Nintendo Duck Hunt going to be displayed?
Well, we haven't gotten it yet, but when Field and Stream does return to the office, we're all still working from home like I think most people are, it is going to be framed and it is going to be hung at our office, and it's going to be a source of pride and maybe a little bit of amusement for everyone on staff for, I hope, for a long, long time to come.
It'll definitely bring a smile to your face. And folks, if you want to see this bit from John Oliver, just Google John Oliver duck stamp and it'll pop up as a video you can watch. It'll take 12 minutes of your time, but I guarantee you, you'll, number one, be more informed about the duck stamp program, and number two, you will be laughing a lot during the course of this video. And you also wrote an article about it, too, that people can find where?
Filmstream.com.
Yeah, it gives you a sense of history and Field and Stream's connection to the duck stamp, but also just kind of tells you the whole kind of background and timeline behind this very bizarre but ultimately just great story about the duck stamp that John Oliver and Last Week Tonight started. So kudos to them.
Absolutely. And if you want to get all sorts of great information, the website to go to, fieldandstream.com. They've got all the great writers they had while they were in print, but now it's in digital format. So lots of free stuff there. But if you're willing to pay a little bit, you can subscribe online. How do folks do that?
You can find at the top of our homepage, there's a little nav button where you can subscribe to the digital issue of the magazine. And we've got a new issue coming out later this month, and I'm really excited about it. And like you said, it features all of our great writers. So, you know, we're not around in print, but we're still doing plenty of great stories and exciting work to share with our readers.
All right, fieldandstream.com, folks. That's the place to go to learn more about this duck stamp and a lot about hunting, a lot about fishing, a lot about conservation. And I really would encourage you to consider a digital subscription, too. Colin, always a pleasure to have you on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks for having me, John.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
Country Hunters and Anglers. You may have heard of us, but what are we about? BHA is the voice for your wild public lands, waters, and wildlife. From national level policy work to boots on the ground projects like public land cleanups, we work across North America to uphold the legacy of our public lands and waters, as well as your opportunity to hunt, fish, and recreate on them. Stand up for public lands and waters and become a BHA member today. Visit backcountryhunters.org.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Hurry, though. If you wait too long, the big opportunity might just get away. AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save up to $800 on Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing. Ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Reading, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Trapping. Let's talk about this as a tradition, and let's ask a question. Is trapping going away? Is it going to be extinct in our lifetime, or is it actually seeing a revival? One person who has researched this topic and wrote an article that you can read right now in the Traditions issue of Outdoor Life is PJ Delhomme, coming at us today from Missoula, Montana. PJ, great to have you on the air.
Hey, John. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
This was really an interesting article to me, and when it comes to trapping, there's three things we need to talk about that I think drive it. So one of them are fur prices, and of course, when you're talking about prices, we're talking about supply and demand. Let's talk about, I mean, historically, everyone knows the American West was opened up because of trapping. You had fur trappers, specifically after beaver, that were making all sorts of money because there was such demand for beaver fur. But what about today? What kind of trapping is going on today, and what kind of prices are trappers getting?
Well, I'll cut through the chase for you. Trapping prices are through the floor. They're pretty bad. Not many people out there are trapping to make a living, per se, and we'll talk more about why they're trapping in a little bit. But trapping prices, they're a roller coaster, and it's been really interesting to look at the roller coaster, and as you mentioned, supply and demand, but it also is connected with geopolitics. I mean, when Russia or China are going through, you know, when oil's high, those countries have more money, they're buying more furs. So the price of fur goes up. When these countries have a revolution or they tank or the economy takes a dive, fur prices go down as well. So they're really interestingly interconnected with what's going on around the globe, really.
Very interesting. So commercial trapping, not doing so good. Recreational trapping, we'll talk about in a second. Something else that affects trapping is just this whole bias against trapping that you see here in the United States and European countries as well. I mean, if you're wearing a fur in town, there's a good chance somebody's going to throw some fake blood at you and yell at you. And there's actually anti-trapping campaigns that show up as ballot initiatives. In fact, trapping's been banned in California and Colorado. You would think that this attitude towards trapping would have a very negative effect on trapping itself.
Yeah, you're right. And I think a lot of that legislation comes from misunderstandings and ballot initiatives. But what I'm seeing and what I found in my research is the more people are educating themselves and being educated on the topic of trapping in general, the more that they seem to understand its purpose and why it exists and why, you know, not necessarily why people go out and do it themselves. That's another topic altogether. But the management use of trapping, whether it's predators or muskrats or beaver or whatever. You know, I talked to my buddy Randy Newberg, and he is a CPA by trade, now a hunting personality. But he still has clients that want him to CPA clients that want him to come out and trap a beaver because they just planted $4,000 worth of aspen on their property, and one spring or one fall, a beaver came and took them all out.
Oh, wow.
So he's, yeah, it's really fascinating that, you know, everybody's anti-trapping until they have a problem. And so, you know, what you get in a lot of the, I guess, popular media is that, you know, Fido gets caught in an illegal trap or snare, and it makes headlines, and everybody says, oh, this is a terrible thing. And it was a terrible thing to see Fido get killed or injured. But then again, it's like, especially if it's an illegal trap, you know, but there are rules and regulations that trappers follow and places where trapping is completely legit and it serves a meaningful management purpose.
Well, you kind of have hinted at some of that when it comes to habitat destruction by both beavers and muskrats. Certainly predator control, whether it be wolves in Idaho, where there's a robust trapping program because they have a robust population of wolves, or coyotes. You know, you see trapping of coyotes all over the West because coyotes take out a lot of livestock, and those numbers need to be pared down too. So you're right, trapping definitely has its place. Let's talk about recreational trapping. This was a huge surprise to me. I would have thought, given everything we just discussed in terms of bad prices and anti-trapping bias, that numbers would be way down, but they've gone up.
Yeah, and that was when I was assigned this article by Alex, my editor out there over there at Outdoor Life. He basically came to the table with that premise. And I said, okay, let me look at it. Let me see what happens. So I started calling around and talking with folks, and it was just the opposite. And, you know, some people, you know, thought it was a COVID bump. You know, everybody got bored. Everybody was curious. They were at home. They were on the internet and looking at YouTube videos and looking for ways in which they could pass the time outside. You know, hunting and fishing saw a bump too, but even trapping, even one fellow I talked to, from Idaho, he mentioned he's a hunter education instructor and a trapping instructor. His name is Bill Siebold. And he mentioned that there's some of these shows on TV now that are really putting trapping in a different light than the popular conception. Shows like Alone,
right,
where you see people who are emotional about snaring these rabbits. And, you know, killing an animal, it should be an emotional thing. You're making meat. You're making food. You're taking one animal's life to provide for yourself. And so they're like, oh, wow, these aren't bloodthirsty killers. They're out there just, you know, surviving, and trapping and snaring these animals is one way to go about doing it. And also there's the whole locavore movement, which is great, and even the craft movement. You know, we got craft beers and craft this, craft that, but people are starting to take the fur and make things off of them, you know, make things out of the fur. And he mentioned, you know, maybe I might get $20 for a pelt, but then again, if you make something out of that pelt, maybe you get $200 for it on Etsy or whatever.
Wow. Very interesting stuff. And folks, you're going to not believe this, but PJ found out in terms of how many people are trapping today in America, that number is somewhere between 210 and 260,000 people, way more than I ever thought. And it just goes to show that trapping is not going away. It's not going extinct. It's here to stay, and it's growing every year. PJ, well done on this article in the current edition of Outdoor Life. Folks, I would encourage you to read it. Just go to outdoorlife.com and either subscribe for the digital edition or just buy the digital edition for this month. It's the Traditions issue, and check this article out and other ones about trapping too. PJ, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks, John.
Speaking of traditions with a lot of history, we've got to talk about our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. They've been around since 1861, making quality lever-action rifles right here in America. They started here in America. They're still made in America. And you've heard about the supply chain issues. Now is the time to buy a Henry Repeating Arms rifle if you want it under the Christmas tree. That's right. It's only October, but you better order now. And the place to go to, your first stop is henryusa.com. Once you're there, browse through the over 200 models they have available there. A lot of them, especially those Tribute Edition rifles, they are absolutely gorgeous. They're all rugged, they're all reliable, they're all accurate. And I guarantee you, whoever gets a Henry from you is going to be a very happy person this Christmas. One more time, that's henryusa.com. Find a dealer near you. If you have any questions, contact the award-winning customer service staff. And don't forget to ask for your free decals and catalog, too, at henryusa.com.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display, or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
From a bull elk ripping a bugle across a valley to wing beats on a duck marsh, public lands and waters are integral to our outdoor heritage. Become a member of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers and stand up for our public lands and waters. Visit backcountryhunters.org.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended now through the end of the year. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. The nursery's open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month only, come down and celebrate Bricktoberfest. Tobacco and Brew is celebrating Oktoberfest this month with Brickhouse Cigars. Buy any 5 Brickhouse Cigars and you will immediately receive a beer mug for free. Holding over 40 ounces of beer, this mug is colossal. Check out our fantastic beer selection while you're here. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading, California.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we've got Lan Tawney on the line. He's the president and CEO of an organization that I appreciate very much, Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. And we're going to talk today about national monuments. Lan, great to have you back.
John, it's great to be back. Happy fall.
I love fall. It is the most wonderful time of the year, that's to be sure. Hey, let's talk about 3 national monuments that just grew in size thanks to executive orders from President Biden. Which ones are they, and what's the backstory about these national monuments?
So I'll start with Staircase Escalante. That was established during the Clinton administration. Great habitat for desert bighorn sheep in Utah. Next one would be Bears Ears. National Monument. That's also in Utah. That was established by Obama kind of in his waning days. And then we have an ocean one, which is the Northeast Canyon and Seamount Marine like National Monument. So three very different ones, I would say, but great to see restored protections for them.
So where is this Marine National Monument at, and are there other national monuments that are in our oceans or lakes?
So we've got plenty of other national monuments that are out there that are on oceans in particular. This one is off the coast of California.
Interesting. Okay, so let's talk about something else here. Hunting at national monuments. I'll be honest, until I read the last Backcountry Beat newsletter from Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, I had no idea this was a thing. I thought that just like national parks, you couldn't hunt on national monuments, but I'm wrong.
You are, and that's not for every single one of them, but it's majority of them. You know, I talked about kind of Staircase Escalante, and it's just awesome desert bighorn sheep, you know, habitat, and also provides opportunities to hunt there. You got bear's ears, which is, you know, turkey and elk and mule deer. And then, you know, these ones on the marine section, the commercial fishing is banned, but recreational fishing is wide open. I just got off of this last summer, the Ebor Missouri Breaks National Monument here in Montana. Did a bunch of fishing out of one hole, caught a pike, a golden eye, a sauger, and a smallmouth bass. A colleague of mine this last fall shot a bighorn sheep ewe there. You go to the Rio Grande del Norte in New Mexico. Awesome spot for elk and mule deer, like especially a backcountry experience. And so these opportunities, it's not, again, in every national monument, because national monuments can be like Devil's Tower in Wyoming, where it's just this, you know, it just protects that big piece of rock. And
right.
There really isn't any hunting opportunities there. But on quite a few, you can hunt and also fish.
Very interesting indeed. And boy, oh boy, folks, you might want to check into some national monuments near you and see if hunting's open and start looking at some of those opportunities as well. Got to ask, when it comes to our national monuments, these are all created by executive orders, and they can be shrunk. Can they actually be eliminated by future presidents, too? I mean, national parks, once they're established, they never go away. But our monuments, they're not necessarily as enduring, are they?
They were until the Trump administration. So the Antiquities Act, which helps create national monuments, was first signed into law by President Theodore Roosevelt. And since Roosevelt, there were 16 presidents, 8 Democrats, 8 Republicans that all expanded and used their authority to expand national monuments. And so the Trump administration was the first time in huge precedent setting that they rolled back some protections for national monuments. And so super unfortunate, but I think with the Biden administration, hopefully we're back to, you know, this bipartisan look at protecting the best of the best.
Very interesting. Great history about our national monuments. Appreciate you sharing that. Let's turn the page and talk a little bit about backcountry hunters and anglers. We're emerging from COVID. I know that could not have helped swell the ranks, so to speak, but I've got to ask, how many members are we at now with BHA?
So we actually have just dipped a little bit. So we were at 40,000 members before COVID started. We're about 36,000 members now, which is, I think, a sign of us not being able to do events because we don't really do direct mail. You know, we try to, like, get people into our ranks face-to-face. And so still 36,000 members, though. I'm proud of that and proud of the work that they do every single day, especially during COVID. We had some huge wins, I would say, policy-wise. And then we've done a ton of work on the ground because you can be outside and doing projects, and whether that's picking up garbage, whether that's taking down fence that's in corridors, wildlife corridors, or if that's planting, you know, sagebrush or planting, you know, aspens and riparian zones, like all that's been happening. So I've been really proud of our membership and then maintaining kind of their connection to the ground, even though it's been hard through COVID.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, if you are into protecting and conserving our public lands, whether they be national parks or Forest Service lands or BLM lands or any other federal land, and you are a hunter or you are an angler, this is the organization for you. And, Land, I would really say the strength of this organization, no offense to you, isn't necessarily from the top down. I really think it's the grassroots state and chapter events that really keep this organization going and, you know, drive a lot of enthusiasm.
No offense taken, John. And I would totally echo what you said. I think the grassroots power, whether that's, you know, getting stuff on the ground like I just described, or when we get big policy wins out in Washington, D.C., or at a state legislative level or with the Fish and Game Commission. That isn't because, you know, Lantani showed up and said this is how it shall be. It's because our grassroots got involved and really demanded that people respect our public lands and public waters. And so that grassroots energy, we would, you know, BHA would be nothing without it.
Speaking of things going on in Washington, D.C., that's where you and some of your coworkers really make a difference. What's the biggest thing that you're dealing with right now?
So we're really focused on the Recovering America's Wildlife Act. Basically what this does is it gets money to our state fish and game agencies and tribal agencies to make sure that we keep common species common and other species out of the emergency room. So if you think about what we did, you know, the Great American Outdoors Act that had the Land and Water Conservation Fund in it and the backlog of maintenance addressed, we got access pretty much done. Still a little work to do there, but now we need to do the same thing for wildlife. And so the legacy that we could leave for both game and non-game species with passage of the Recovering America's Wildlife Act would be absolutely gigantic.
Well, folks, you might want to look more into this, and this really is important because if this passes, you know, we're going to be able to take action to conserve our species before they end up on the endangered species list, which is what we want to do. And this is one you should really reach out to your representatives and senators and ask them to support it.
Make a phone call today, right?
There you go. Last question. Had the rendezvous at Fort Missoula this year. Where's it going to be next year and when?
So we're going back to Missoula just because we did it outside this year, which that was our first time doing a rendezvous outside. So it felt more, I think it felt more like us, John, instead of being indoors in a hotel. And so we're coming back to Fort Missoula here in May. It'll be the third weekend of May. And so super excited about that. Tickets are not on sale yet, but mark your calendars off for the third weekend of May.
There you go. And if you want to find out more about not just the rendezvous, but about the great work that Backcountry Hunters and Anglers does, and also join this wonderful organization, go to their website. That's the first step. You'll find it at backcountryhunters.org. That's backcountryhunters.org for Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. Land, it is always a pleasure, sir, to have you on America Outdoors Radio.
John, it's great to hear your voice, and I'm looking out my window, and fall, we got snow falling here in Missoula right now, so I guess fall has really, truly arrived when we get snow.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at WorkSharp, and if you are hunting this fall, you know the importance of a sharp knife. You're going to need it for gutting that animal, butchering that animal, taking the hide off that animal, and there's a good chance you have to sharpen it more than once while you're doing these things in the field. That's why a pocket knife sharpener or the guided field sharpener from WorkSharp are great items to have with you when you're hunting this fall. Whether you're after deer, elk, pronghorn, or bear, a sharp knife helps you get things done after you drop that animal. Look for WorkSharp products at sporting goods stores, hardware stores, and ranch and home stores near you, or online, anytime at all, at WorkSharpTools.com. That's WorkSharpTools.com.
Love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstances, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the darkest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference. That's huntofalifetime.org.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at CampChef.com. That's CampChef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, some of you are going deer hunting this weekend. I know that. Some of you are going to be elk hunting soon, too. And when you tag that trophy, you're going to want to put it up on the wall. I get that. Now, one way that's really popular to do this is a European mount. And you can take it to a taxidermist and do it that way, but that's going to cost you. But guess what? You can do this at home. It's not that hard to do. And one person who has done it several times is Ryan Neely, the marketing manager for Camp Chef. Ryan, great to have you back on the air.
Hey, John. How we doing?
I am doing well. So let's say that I tag out on my deer. I take it home. I want to make a European mount. What do I need from Camp Chef to make this happen, and how do I go about doing it?
You'll need a few things. I would recommend getting, by the way, this is not something you want to do inside. So you have a stove in your house, don't do it there. You're going to stink up the house, and everybody's going to be mad at you. So Camp Chef has a lot of different stove options that are great for doing this, which we use for cooking all the time. But you might already have one for cooking that'd be great. But we have some that sit a little bit taller. They're 30,000 BTU burners, which will boil quickly. But we also have some other ones that if you're getting it specifically for European mount, I would suggest. They're high output single burner cookers, and they have 60,000 BTUs.
Oh, wow.
So they're awesome. They're made specifically for doing, like, you know, think of like a seafood boil or a crawfish
right.
boil.
Right.
Specifically for large capacity boiling type stuff. But they work well for European mounts. The biggest thing you want to just make sure of is that your pot, whether it's on one of those stoves or the other that I mentioned, is very sturdy. You don't want that to tip over with a big, you know, elk head. You got antlers hanging out. So just be very, very cautious with that. But I've never had any problems on the ones that I've done.
So why don't you walk us through exactly how to do this?
Yeah. You know, you're going to want to start this process in the field. When you're field dressing the animal, or as soon as you can, you remove the head, and then you're going to want to flush the skull out. So, you know, this is the boiling method, but it's a DIY, doing it yourself. You're not paying a taxidermist. So you're going to save, you know, a good handful of cash doing this. But flush out the head. So take all the skin, all the fat, all the muscle tissue off of the head. And then if possible too, you want to take that lower jawbone off, or you could boil it and then remove it later once you loosen that stuff up. So typically I'll flush the face, and then I will wrap the antlers in foil or something to just protect that lower part of the antler.
Sure.
Because sometimes there's still some velvet on there, or, you know, they rub it against tree, and I kind of like to keep it in that state as much as possible. I don't want to boil that stuff off. So I'll wrap it in foil, and then I'll drop it into water, and I'll put a little bit of Dawn or some dish soap in that water, and then I'll boil it for 30 minutes or so to loosen it up, and then get a power washer. And you can do this. I've done it with and without a power washer. If you get a power washer, just be ready for some spray back. I'll usually wear some duck waders and a waterproof jacket, some goggles or something, because you'll have stuff going everywhere. But you'll just power wash the head, and that takes off a lot of stuff. And then you'll just repeat that a couple of times. So boil it for 30 minutes to an hour, power wash it, boil it, power wash it. And then eventually you'll strip all of the tissue off of the bone, and you'll have bare bone. And that's the hard part. That's the difficult part. And that will complete that process. If you're not going to power wash it, you'll just need to pick it off, get a knife and maybe some pliers, and you'll be able to pull most of that stuff out. So just keep boiling it, scrape it off, and go back and forth.
Now, I understand that you don't want to boil it too long, though, because you could actually lose, well, some of the nose, can't you?
Yeah, there is some. And if you're power washing, there's a lot of that, the nasal cavity, which has some real brittle bone in there. So you don't want to power wash that out. You want to be careful with that. But most of it, it'll come out. And you'll want to change the water out, too, as you boil. You might want to swap that out. But then once you do that, or you're done with that process, then is the finishing and the bleaching. So if you want, you can leave it natural if you want. Or you can bleach the skull, which is what your taxidermist would do. And you can get this stuff from Sally Beauty Supply, or, you know, just like your local hair salon store, whatever, those, wherever they get their beauty products. And yeah, you'll just get a bleach, and you'll want to bleach that skull. Again, tape off the antlers.
Right.
You don't want to bleach those. So tape those off and protect them, and then cover everything else in bleach. Do that overnight, rinse it off, and it'll be white and ready to go. It looks really good. And you know, your first time doing it can be intimidating.
Sure.
But once you get that process down, it's not too bad.
So when we're bleaching the skull, am I using like a basting brush, or am I just soaking it in a bleach water mix?
Yeah, good question. Thanks for asking. What I do is I get the bleach, and I'll bleach it on the skull, and then I've wrapped it in cellophane, like a plastic wrap that you have in your kitchen. So I wrap it in that and just let it sit overnight. But you just want to make sure it's evenly coated, you know, and is completely covered. And that'll help remove some of the smell too. You know, because there is some smell left over or whatever, and that'll help remove a lot of that. It's a pretty easy process. Just boil it, remove all the flesh, either with a knife or a power washer, repeat that process till it's done, and then bleach it up.
Well, there you go, folks. You just saved yourself a whole bunch of money, and you're going to have a mount on your wall that you're going to treasure for the rest of your life. If you want to find out more about this, go to campchef.com. They've got all sorts of blogs on all sorts of topics, and this is one of them, a DIY European mount. It'll give you all the information you just heard on how to do this. And if you're looking for anything to help you go through this, or for outdoors cooking this fall, you know where to go. That's campchef.com, or just go to a sporting goods store near you or a ranch and home store and look for Camp Chef products. You're going to have some great food when you use Camp Chef products to cook outdoors this fall. Ryan, thanks as always.
All right, thanks, John.
And now it's time for one of my favorite segments.
It's time to talk record fish.
We've got a state record to share with you from Florida, and the fish in question, it's a peacock bass. Now, I know what you're thinking. Peacock bass, those beautiful, colorful bass, they're native to South America, right? They don't belong in Florida, right? Well, it turns out Florida Fish and Wildlife actually stocked butterfly peacock bass into several southeast Florida canals. Back in 1984, the only non-native fish that has been legally introduced by this state agency. As for the angler who caught this record peacock bass, that would be Philippe Prieto, who was fishing a Broward County lake after work when he hooked into this big, gorgeous bass. The bass weighed 9.11 pounds, measured 23 5/16 inches long, and beat the previous record, a peacock bass of just over 9 pounds, that was caught back in 1993. Way to go, Philippe. That is one beautiful bass.
Congratulations on your new record.
Speaking of bass, I can tell you who our Monster Bass Mad Max Topwater Popper giveaway winner is. That would be Scott Edgar. He is a fishing guide in Southeast Alaska who owns Real Alaska Fishing Guides, and he's a listener who tunes into our show on our Ketchikan affiliate, KTKN AM 920 and FM 97.5. I've got to ask you though, Scott, if you're listening today, you do live in the one state in our United States that doesn't have any bass, crappie, or bluegill that I know of. So, just what are you going to use those topwater poppers for? Inquiring minds, at least this one, wants to know. Now, if I had to guess, I would say that if you saw some rockfish, maybe boiling near the surface by some kelp beds or rocks, casting one of those poppers towards those fish, that could be all sorts of fun. As for the rest of you, did you miss out on this giveaway? Well, like and follow our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio so you don't have to miss out on our next contest, which, by the way, will be happening very soon. It's time to wrap things up, but as we do, I would like to say how pleased I am that we did so well at the Outdoor Writers Association of America Excellence in Craft Contest. Again, national organization full of outdoors media professionals, and to think that we actually almost swept the Excellence in Craft contest in the radio category, that's really something. If I got any brains at all, I'll probably stop entering at this point because I don't think I'll ever do better than this. But again, thanks goes out to the guests. They're the ones that make the show. They're the ones that are so entertaining, and I hope that you enjoyed the ones today. As for those award-winning interviews, yes, you'll be hearing those in the near future. We're going to put together a special show featuring all four of those first place award winners. On that note, it's time to go, but here's hoping you are blessed in the days ahead, that you stay healthy, and that you get out there to enjoy some of the wonderful opportunities that fall has to offer. After all, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Hunting is conservation. At the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, we salute hunters for providing the majority of conservation funding across the U.S. Join us for our annual fundraising banquet to benefit wildlife in the mission of the RMEF.
All aboard! Haas Farms is now open, and it's family night fall fun for the whole family with a kids' roller coaster, go-karts and bumper cars, pony rides, little bug playland and petting zoo, zip lines and pumpkin cannons. Jump on the Haas Express Railroad train and cruise around the orchard. Family night is every Thursday with free general admission thanks to Sinorama. Haas Farms is now open for all the fall fun and food. Haas Kettle Corn, hot dogs, Moe's Pizza, plus beer and wine for the 21 and over. All haunted attractions are open every Friday and Saturday. The Field of Screams, the Sinister Workshop, and the Zombie Slayer Paintball Excursions. Come blast some zombies on the Zombie Slayer rides. Special thanks to sponsors Above Board Construction and Roofing, Redding Heating and Air, Sinorama, Redding Harley Davidson, and Only One Benji. All tickets are being sold online this year, so for complete pricing and a schedule of events, get online to HawesFarms.com. That's HawesFarms.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Our lives must define freedom. Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6.
K243 CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Standing in front of the Capitol, President Biden paid tribute today to fallen police officers. Speaking at the 40th Annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service, Mr. Biden said the public doesn't fully understand what we expect of our law enforcement officers.
We expect everything of you, and it's beyond the capacity of anyone to meet the total expectations.
The service was in remembrance of the 491 law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty in 2019 and 2020. As traffic fatalities spike during the pandemic, the federal agency in charge of auto safety is struggling with a growing backlog of safety rules ordered by Congress that are years overdue and estimated to save thousands of lives. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and two of his Middle East counterparts were discussing potential alternatives this week for addressing Iran's nuclear program should diplomacy fail. This as Tehran expands uranium enrichment and delays the resumption of negotiations aimed at reviving the 2015 nuclear deal. Former Israeli military officer Michael Oren says Iran, like Japan, may have the capacity to build a nuclear weapon, but is not.
America, that's what President Biden or other American officials say, you know, Iran will never get a bomb on our watch. Yeah, but do they have the ability to make one real quickly? So America maybe exists with a threshold capacity of Iran, Japan-like Iran, if you will, but Israel can't. It just simply can't.
Oren spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Syrian opposition activists say the government shelling of a rebel-held town near the border with Turkey today killed four people and wounded more than a dozen. The shelling of the town of Sarmada comes amid increasing tensions in the last rebel stronghold in the Syrian northwest. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Halbert, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
China has launched three astronauts to its space station for a 6-month stay.
The three are the second crew to move into the new space station, which was launched last April. The first crew spent 3 months at the outpost. China's space program plans to send several crews to the station over the next 2 years to make it fully functional. The crew will do spacewalks to install equipment for expanding the station, access living conditions, and conduct experiments. Jason Walker reporting.
A senior UN official says the Taliban told him they will announce very soon that all Afghan girls will be allowed to attend secondary schools. UNICEF Deputy Executive Director Omar Abdi, who visited Kabul last week, told UN reporters that five of Afghanistan's 34 provinces are already allowing girls to attend secondary school. News and analysis at townhall.com. Tens of thousands of union members and other Italians gathered in Rome to stand up against rising fascism.
The head of the CGIL Union Confederation led the protest with other labor leaders under the slogan, Never Again Fascism. Organizers put the crowd assembled in front of the St. John Lateran Basilica for the protest at 100,000 strong. Some participants waved flags reading CVAX, a direct retort to the protesters armed with sticks and metal bars who trashed CGIL's Rome headquarters on the 9th of October.
That's correspondent Zaria Shackley reporting. A truck driver accused of causing a firing pileup that killed four people and injured six others on a Colorado highway has been convicted of vehicular homicide and other charges. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news! The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 30% off a new system this week. Visit simplysafe.com.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Is your Frenchie acting ferocious? Are your rescued calicos a bit chaotic? Does your Pekingese have panic attacks? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really, really understand how your dogs and cats think and why they behave the way they do, stay tuned because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, and once again, let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. If you'd like to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is digging, jumping, barking, not coming when you call him, your cat's not using the litter box, scratched your favorite chair, keeps you up at night, you get the idea. If you have a question about your pet's behavior, and want to find out why they're doing what they're doing and how to resolve it, great time to give me a call. And if you happen to be new to the Pet Show or regular to the Pet Show, everyone that calls in that hasn't received a gift in a while will be getting a great gift for their dog or cat. Many of the items I give away, thanks to my amazing sponsors, are worth $25, $35, $45, and even more. So it's a great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. As I said, plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away as well. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. Now, by now you know, Warren, you're not going to get to all the items because your phone calls are always my priority. But here's where we're headed. Zoomies. What are Zoomies? Zoomies may sound like a ridiculous word to some, but for some, it's an everyday occurrence with their dog. What are the Zoomies? And by the way, do cats get the Zoomies as well? We'll take a look at that. If you have a dog or cat that gets the Zoomies, give me a call. I'll send you a great gift. 877-725-8255. Also coming up, you know, our cats seem to spend an awful lot of time sniffing whatever's around them. So why so much feline sniffing? And what are your cats smelling for? Could it be the way you smell? We'll take a look at that. And also coming up, what vegetables are toxic for your pets? You know, I give my dogs a lot of vegetables. In fact, I have my dogs convinced that carrots are made out of liver. But we're going to take a look at what vegetables may be really toxic for your pets as well. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. As I said, oh, also coming up, anybody out there ever heard of a bark mitzvah? A bark mitzvah? Now, I've been invited to many bark mitzvahs and have attended when I was living on the East Coast. But now I'm in California for 25 years, and I haven't been invited to a bar mitzvah. Is anyone out there been invited to a bar mitzvah? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. Again, the number 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your questions and comments. As I said, lots of great pet stuff to give away. So, if your pet is chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, not housebroken, poor guy suffering with separation anxiety, they're depressed, chasing anything that moves, hates other dogs and some people, cat just scratched your favorite chair, and your dog literally believes that anything that moves he must hump, give me a call. And again, the question of the day is, describe to me your pet Zoomies. What time of day and what type of Zoomies does your pet go through? You know the Zoomies. They get a little crazy. All of a sudden, running around here and there. Give me a call. Let me know. I'll send you a great gift. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. On my Los Angeles show, which you guys know by now, I do right before this. On my Los Angeles show, I did an interview with a friend of mine that runs at Delta Rescue. You'll hear me talk about them a little bit later. And, you know, we're hearing a lot about the crisis at the border. But there's another crisis that a lot of people don't know about. With these thousands of people coming across the border, what happens to the pets they're leaving behind? What about those dogs and have to go through and those cats that are following their people? They're left behind, but they're going through the deserts, the forests. They're dying. There's no food. It's 125 degrees. So many organizations are stepping up, including my friends at Delta Rescue. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. And again, I want you guys to describe your pet's Zoomie time. Describe your pet's Zoomie time. You know, I was telling you last week, a lot of you know, I've talked about it before, that I train many of the Mafia's most famous people. And I didn't talk about it for years for a simple reason. It was still alive, and I wanted to remain alive myself. However, there was a great article that came out in the New York Post as well as the London Times and various other media outlets talking about it. So if you go to my website, it's a great, great article. You can read about some of the mobsters I really got to work with and a little bit of detail about them. It's posted right on my website, thepetshow.com. Just remember, it's not petshow.com. It's thepetshow.com. Don't forget that T-H-E. So check that out. Lots of new stuff up there as well. Check out thepetshow.com. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Let's go to line one and my friend Heather. Hey, Heather, welcome to the Pet Show.
Well, thank you, Warren. I just want to tell you that I love your show. I love what you do for all of us. And my dog does have the zoomies. I didn't know there was a name for it. She, as soon as I get home, she just runs around like a maniac. She's so excited to see me.
What kind of dog do you have, Heather? What type of dog is it?
She's a mini pin chihuahua.
Does she like my dogs?
Oh, wow.
Do you know there's a name for them? Do you know what they call that breed?
No.
They're called Chai Pins or Minchies.
Chai Pins, I'm writing that down.
Chai Pins, which is Chihuahua Miniature Pincher, or Minchies, which is Miniature Pinchers and Chihuahuas. So they actually have a name.
Oh, how cool. I'm going to use that now.
I didn't know it until my two came out. I went, you know, I adopted these two dogs sight unseen, so I had no idea what they looked like. I thought they had listed as Chihuahuas. So Denise and I get to this high-kill shelter. I said, bring me out the dogs. I don't care what they look like. I looked at their butts, and their tails were docked, and I said, these aren't Chihuahuas. But who cared anyway? I took them both home, and they're both with me now. But how can I help you out today, Heather?
Well, I've had her for 6 years. She's 13 years old. I rescued her. She was severely damaged. I mean, lot of issues. And I have to work. I work 6 days a week. I can't really afford to put her in a daycare for $25 a day. Kind of defeats my working purpose. So I'm wondering if there's any way. I used to somehow bring her in the car with me and open up the windows. I live in Los Angeles where, you know, if it's colder in the winter.
No, Heather, you're not leaving any dog in any car. The increase in dog thefts, the heat, all the other things involved.
Right.
No, you're not leaving the car. What I recommend that you do, maybe, just maybe, you can find someone in the neighborhood that you trust that can come in one time during the day when you're at work just to spend some time with the dog, let her go outside, take her for a walk. But under no shape, no way, no means, no nothing, you never want to leave the dog in the car. There are people out there,
no.
I'm sure if you spoke to your vet, if you just take a walk to a local dog park, find out what people out there, who they're using, who they recommend that can come in as a pet walker just once a day, that's much better for your 13-year-old dog.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. I really appreciate that. And I love your book. I just got the gift. It's fantastic.
Oh, so what I'm going to do, being that you already got a gift, Heather, I'm going to say goodbye. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to donate another gift to another rescue organization around you. And I appreciate that phone call. Great time to call me, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Now, you've heard me talk about Lucy Pet Food for well over 2 years. And I have to tell you, the results I hear from everyone I've recommended to her are absolutely amazing. Everyone says they love Lucy food for their dog and cats. They've seen amazing changes in their dogs and cats. But I don't want you to take my word alone. Just because it's the food I feed my own guys, Molly and Willie, here's what my listener has to say once they started feeding their pets Lucy pet food.
I have a comment about Lucy, that I have a kitty who is a total indoor spoiled little kitty, and I didn't buy Lucy because it was only in the salmon, and he's just a chicken guy, but I thought I'll get it because he keeps biting his tail, and his tail was disappearing, so my husband said, just order it. And we've had it for 2 weeks, and he devours it, and he's looking better, and so I'm a believer in the Lucy stuff, too.
And believe me, I'm not surprised because those are the calls, those are the texts, those are the emails I get every day from listeners all across the U.S. and Canada saying, Warren, you know, we didn't realize, but once we changed our dogs and cats to Lucy pet food, what an amazing difference we saw in the way they look, but not only the way they look, the way they felt as well. Lucy pet food should be the food in your dog or cat's dish. It's the food in my dog or cat's dish every day. And I got to tell you, the results I hear from listeners just like that are consistent. Now, if you want to get your dogs and cats as healthy as possible, start feeding them Lucy pet food. Lucy pet food is available at Amazon.com. Lucy pet food is available at Chewy.com, or you can go directly to their website, LucyPetFood.com. Get your dogs and cats on Lucy pet food today. They'll be healthier and happier. Check out Lucy pet food at Amazon.com, Chewy.com, or LucyPetFood.com. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Listen to my bluebird loud. She came to-
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. 35 years ago, I put my reputation on the line, developing my Hugs and Kisses of vitamin mineral supplements for dogs and cats. Your favorite product now offers improved joint health, plus lecithin to reduce shedding and promote healthy skin and coat. Here's what my listeners say about the new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses.
I'm Ellie with Bassett Beagle Rescue of the Heartland. Our rescues arrive with dry, flaky skin and digestive problems. On the radio, I heard about the 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses and tried them on our worst cases. Within weeks, we noticed how much better their skin and coats looked. The prebiotics and probiotics in Hugs and Kisses supplements boosted our rescues' immune systems and digestion. Our senior beagles also responded to the joint health in Hugs and Kisses. Our rescues leave so much healthier than when they arrived, thanks to Hugs and Kisses.
The new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses is an Amazon's choice. Also, Walmart.com and Wish.com, or log on to ThePetShow.com. That's ThePetShow.com or call 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Each year, Ally Financial offers 50 students from historically black colleges and universities the chance to showcase their business savvy and compete for more than $200,000 in scholarships and internships. Ally's Natalie Brown.
The Moguls in the Making competition has become a driving force to forge new opportunities for HBCU students and to foster economic mobility.
The competition is presented by Ally, the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, entertainer Big Sean's Sean Anderson Foundation, and new this year, special contributions from actor Terrence J.
As a proud alumnus of an HBCU, I know the vital role they play in supporting and empowering black students.
Teams pitch their business ideas and take part in mentoring sessions.
An opportunity like this that allows students to step up and show their skills is so important to helping them reach their full potential.
This year's winning team, North Carolina A&T State University, developed a renewable energy business plan to help low-income families. For more, go to ally.com/moguls.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. If you're looking for a cutting-edge Windows 10 laptop, the ZenBook Duo 14 from Asus lets you get things done in style, calmly, efficiently, and with zero fuss. It's your powerful and elegant next-level companion for on-the-go productivity and creativity. Featuring the ScreenPad Plus secondary display with a brand-new tilting design that offers effortless ergonomics and seamless workflows. And not all ideas come in words. Capture inspiration as it comes with the sketch or scribble of a digital pen. Powered by the latest 11th gen Intel Core processors, ZenBook Duo 14 brings you all the benefits of tomorrow's technology today. Head over to asus.com to learn more about the ZenBook Duo 14. Again, that's asus.com for the ZenBook Duo 14.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call if you want to find out why your dog or cat's behaving the way they are. Jumping, humping, digging, scratching. Cat looks at the litter box and says, there's no way. If you have a question about your pet's behavior, just want to share a great story. Describe your dog or cat's zoomies. You know what zoomies are, that time of day when they go crazy. If you just want to describe them, give me a call. Just a reminder that everyone that calls in gets to talk to me directly on the phone. We'll be getting a fabulous gift for their dog or cat.
Pat, if you're new to the show, let me just tell you, many of the items are worth $25, $35, $45 and more, so it's a great time to give me a call. I'll answer your question, and at the same time, a great gift will be on its way for your best friend. Again, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. As I said, lots of great stuff to give away, including my own Hugs and Kisses, Lucy Pet Food, Cats Incredible, T-shirts, books, hemp seed oil, lots of great stuff to give away. But right now, let me go to line two and John. Hey, John, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. How are you?
I am super today. How's everything in beautiful Connecticut?
Okay. I want to tell you that I took and wore your T-shirt at the Durham Fair in Durham, Connecticut. You must know what I'm talking about.
I've been there many times.
Yes. You said your sister lived in East Haddam, right?
Excuse me?
Your sister lived in East Haddam?
Oh, she did. How did you know that?
Because you told me. I have a long memory.
Oh, you have a better memory than I do. I forgot where she lived. But anyway, go ahead.
I wore it there 2 days out of the 4 days that I volunteer. So I figured there's like 850,000 people that go there. So must have got at least a couple, maybe 100,000.
Hi, remind me. There'll be a check in the mail, John.
So, I got five comments about how they like the T-shirt.
That T-shirt John is talking about are the ones that I had made up that say, none of my friends walk upright. That money, by the way, gets donated to the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund. But they come in red now, they come in white now, and they come in black. If you want to check them out, go to thepetshow.com. It's for charity, a good thing. Anyway, what can I do for you?
I make compliments, not comments. Compliments. My cat got out in May, and she was crying to me early in the morning, and I was like, oh my God, I didn't know she got out, you know? And I said, she wants to get out so bad. Is there some kind of cat enclosure that I could buy that?
They're all, if you go online, if you Google outdoor cat enclosures, the things you want to make sure of, though, is you want to make sure of they're escape proof. For example, they might have four sides and a top, but the cat can still dig under the bottom. So there's got to be some type of control on the bottom, but there are literally probably 50 different manufacturers of cat enclosures right now. Check it out carefully, get references, make sure you speak to the right people, but there's many, many available, and many of them are really good. They even have some now that actually fit in a window. So the cat can go in the window, let's say, of your kitchen, go out into this area that's big enough for him to hang out and watch the birds and enjoy the outside. So, yeah, there's lots of different cat enclosures out there, John.
I'm lucky she came back because we got mountain lions here. We got bobcats. We got fisher cats and everything that like to eat cat, foxes, coyotes. You know what I mean?
Hey, John, you live in East Hampton, Connecticut. The least you have to worry about is the wildlife out there.
I'm diabetic, and I recently lost sight in one eye, but it's only temporary, I think. I hope it's only temporary.
I was thinking about getting
a dog. Yeah. It's tough. I understand people that go blind have a hard time. My mother was blind, but, I mean, people one eye, that's pretty tough, too. I never realized how tough it was until it happened to me.
Yeah.
And it's hard driving. You turn around, you bump into somebody.
Yes. Listen, you get used to driving with two eyes. It's real difficult with one eye. So what are you going to talk about? The diabetes? Is that it?
No. Like if I could get a border collie, could I like train it in case I didn't get my vision back?
In terms of a dog that's being trained for someone who's totally physically challenged visually, that has to be trained professionally. Right in New Jersey, you have different places in Connecticut as well. So that's what I would be doing at this point, is if you really need that. But let's hopefully you don't have to go that far. John, I got to move on. I'm not going to send you a gift. I'm going to donate your gift because you already got a T-shirt. But what I'm going to do is I want you to follow the advice. I want you to look out and check out those cat enclosures for your cat. You know, it's so great if a cat can go outside, but in a safe, sensible way. Just make sure there's no escape route. Read the recommendations. Read the reviews and make sure you get the right one for you. And I really do appreciate the call, John. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Bree, you'll be up next. And Debbie, plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Yeah, I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
Maureen saved big shopping epic daily deals at Amazon. So now she's free to become Maureen the Merrier. And with her brand new tableware, everyone's welcome at Maureen's table. All of her family, friends, even her neighbor with the pet. Hey, has anyone seen a ferret around here? Found it. Dig into Amazon's epic daily deals. Spend less, smile more.
But we have a truck leaving with a big order on Tuesday.
Tina's floor manager retired, leaving her tortilla factory flat out.
What do you mean she's on assignment retreat?
She must fill the role and all those orders.
She's gonna oversee production.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
Mosley Family Cellars Harvest Festival is Saturday, October 23rd from 2 to 5 p.m. at 4712 Mountain Lakes Boulevard in the Caterpillar Industrial Area. Dress up in your favorite costume and join Mosley Family Cellars Harvest Festival, featuring a fun-filled afternoon with a pumpkin painting competition for kids and adults, local vendors, yard games, and wine and Halloween candy pairing for those 21 and older. Don't miss this spectacular event at Mosley Family Cellars on Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Tickets are available at the entrance or online at mosleyfamilycellars.com.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
Black Bear Diner is really spicing things up for the fall. Their classic homemade chili is back by popular demand. Grab a cup, bowl, or have it in their new chili cheeseburger. They've also added Frank's Red Hot Buffalo wing sauce to your choice of condiments. Spice it up at Black Bear Diner. Stop by 2605 Hilltop Drive right here in Redding or learn more at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Auger Cat just goes absolutely crazy. Give me a call. Let me know. 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend on line one, Bree in Maryland. Hey, Bree, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, how are you?
I could not be better. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, thanks.
How can I help you today?
So I have two cats. One is morbidly obese. I've been trying to get her to lose weight for years. And years and years and years. I try and play with her. I bought every toy under the sun. And she just won't move. I also have her on prescription diet weight loss food when it's not doing anything.
Well, if you have her on prescription diet, let me ask you a question. You got that from your vet? It was recommended by your vet?
Yes.
And how many times a day do you feed her?
Twice.
Good call by your vet, but if you want your cat to lose weight, you need to feed her more frequently, less food throughout the day. Any dietitian, any nutritionist will tell you, sometimes the best way to lose weight is to eat small snacks throughout the day rather than all these one or two big meals. So what I would recommend you do is cut her meals, feed her 3-4 times a day, smaller amounts of food. That should be beneficial. Now, if you to move, there's always a way. Have you tried boxes? Have you tried bags? Have you tried catnip? Have you grown catnip for her? Anything like that?
I've tried. The other cat will eat it. She won't.
Okay. So what you need to do is you need to make sure she eat the what? The catnip?
Yeah.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to grow the catnip. I don't want you to buy the catnip bag. I want you to grow some organic catnip in the house. I want you to put cardboard boxes and paper bags around. Now, she's probably not going to play with them at first. But remember this. When you get a cardboard box or a paper bag from the supermarket, each individual box or bag smells different. One smells like fish. One smells like chicken. One smells like lettuce. One smells like peaches. So by bringing all of these different scents into the house, whether she's exercising is secondary at this point, but it's forcing her to get up and encouraging her mind to work, to go around, especially if she's got a great appetite, to get all these different smells of all these different things on the boxes. So I would start feeding her 3 or 4 times a day, smaller amounts. I would try to increase the exercise by bringing more things in the house, like bags and boxes and growing organic plants, and just monitor her weight very carefully. What does she weigh right now?
Almost 21 pounds.
Okay, so you're right. The average cat weighs 10 pounds. So she's pretty well overweight. And remember now, and I'm glad you're calling me, and I really want you to focus on this, because understand that cats or dogs that are obese or heavy face the same problems as people, diabetes, joint disease, joint problems, heart problems, stroke problems. So I know I can tell in your voice how much you love your cat. But the thing that you need to remember is sometimes tough love, smaller amounts of food, more frequently throughout the day. You can maybe add a few vegetables instead of take out some of the food and crush in some vegetables that smell good. That's the best way to do it, Bree.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
And give me a call back when she's wearing a bikini, okay?
Yeah, I'll do my best.
Listen, don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm not going to send you any food, but what I am going to send you is a T-shirt that says, "None of my friends walk upright." And what a great call that was, and I'll tell you why it was such an important call. This is, I believe, National Pet Obese Month or something like that. There's every day, every month. People don't realize that more than 50% of dogs and cats in America are considered obese. And you just heard me talk, it's the most common problem veterinarians see. And the disease is related to that. And we control their food, guys. It's not like the dog's going to the refrigerator and opening up the thing himself and saying, "I'm going to have a roast beef and mashed potatoes tonight." We supply their food. So unless it's a medical problem, if your dog or cat is a little overweight or a lot overweight, guess whose fault it is? Huh? Unless there's a medical reason, guess who's fault? But again, it's real critical. You can always get the weight off. It's frustrating, I know, but a little bit at a time is definitely the way to go. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. You know, as dogs are especially good at reading subtle visual cues given by their guardians, so when communicating with your dog, we have to pay attention not only to what we say, but also to our posture and our movement. That's how they know what we're talking about. It's not just audio, it's visually at the same time. Great time to call me, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Great time to call me when I go to break, 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to your phone calls. You know, when your name is on the label, and you know how important my name is, I've been talking to you and giving out pet advice to you guys in November, it'll be 40 years, 40 years. And you know what? 30-some-odd years ago, I introduced hugs and kisses. But just about 6 or 7 months ago, I redid the entire thing, and the hugs and kisses are so much healthier, so much better, contain so much great stuff for your dog and cat's health. They're better than ever. But don't take my word alone. This is actually a listener talking about hugs and kisses, vitamin, mineral, supplement treats for your pets.
I called about a couple months ago. I rescued about a 12-year-old little pug, Corgi Mitt, and she came with lots of skin problems and itchy, and it was driving me crazy. And you sent me the hugs and kisses, and she's been on a couple months. Unbelievable. It's changed her life and mine. She's just doing really, really, really well with it, and I love the product. And I wanted to know where I can get more of it, because I tried a few different things when I first got her, and it was not good. And unbelievable.
If you have a dog or a cat that's excessively shedding, has dry skin, bare spots, itching, hairballs, constantly scratching, getting you crazy, then you need to make sure you get your dogs and cats on the brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement, the only product with my name on the label and my face as well. There's no wheat, there's no corn, there's no soy. Those are the most common allergens for your pet. So check out the brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats, available at Amazon.com. And by the way, it's an Amazon Prime choice. That's how successful, that's how good it is. So check out Hugs and Kisses at Amazon.com. It's also available at Walmart.com or Wish.com. You can also go directly to my website. It's ThePetShow.com. Not PetShow.com, ThePetShow.com, T-H-E, or call my office directly at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430 and the word hugs. If you want to keep your dogs and cats as healthy as you possibly can, give them my own brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplements, endorsed, developed by me. They'll be a lot happier and healthier. Check them out at Amazon, Walmart, Wish, or ThePetShow.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
You gotta put down the ducky,
put down the ducky,
put down the ducky,
put down the ducky,
put down the ducky, yeah, you gotta leave the duck alone.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
Just my dog and me. Hey, we're back on the Pet Show. Plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away, including Lucy Pet Food Hugs and Kisses. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me go to my friend, line two, Sam in Florida. Hey, Sam, welcome to the show.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Sam, turn off the radio in the background. You're going to get confused.
Okay.
Okay, how can I help you, Sam?
My female chihuahua keeps licking her front paws.
Right, there's many different reasons for a dog to lick their front paws. It include if they're injured, a scratch, or if there's a skin problem, environmental parasites, could be allergies, could be boredom, could be anxiety. Is the dog? How old is your dog, Sam?
Eight.
Is she in good health?
Yeah, we just had her get a checkup.
And what did the vet say about licking? What did the vet say about licking the paws?
Well, my wife took her, but she said she didn't get an answer, so I don't know.
Okay, well, what I'm going to recommend you do is I'm going to send you some hemp seed oil specifically made for dogs with allergies. But as I said, very often there's many different reasons that can cause a dog to lick their paws. So it may be worth getting a second opinion from a veterinary dermatologist. But let me do this. In the meantime, I want to send you some hemp seed oil specifically made for allergies. Give it a shot for a couple of weeks. Give me a call back. Let me know how it's working for you, Sam. Is that okay?
Do you just put it on the paws then? Or?
Yeah, you just no, you'll take it as a tablet. You'll see all the instructions are right there. It's made by NatureVet right here in Southern California, not too far away from where I live. So let me put you on hold. Let me send you some hemp seed oil by NatureVet. Great time to call me, by the way. Gary will get to you. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. We still have plenty of time to answer all of your pet and animal questions. I still have lots of great stuff to give away as well. The question of the day is, describe your pet's zoomie time. Now, again, let me just reiterate what zoomies are. Zoomies may sound crazy, but it can be an everyday occurrence with most dog and cat owners. It's their best expression of being happy. The term zoomies really describes behavior many pet parents have experienced. Still, your dog or cat can get the zoomies during a few different things. So I want to find out from you guys about your cat or dog zoomies. When do they get it? What kind of behavior do they display? Are they running around like crazy? I just love the word zoomies. So many dogs and cats do, in fact, get it. So that is the question of the day. Describe your dog or cat zoomies, and I will be sending you a great gift as well. That phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255, the way to get through. As I said, we got plenty of time, great time to call me. And really, I got great stuff to give away. I got some more Lucy pet food. I got cat litter, my Hugs and Kisses supplements, pet food, T-shirts, books. 877-725-8255, the number. Let me take a quick break, then right back to your phone calls. Listen, if you live with a cat, I don't have to tell you that cats are in charge. Cats call the shots on when they want to sleep, when they want to socialize, as well as when they want to eat. They know exactly what they want. And let me tell you what cats really want. It's kitty lickies. What are kitty lickies? Kitty lickies by Lucy Pet are, in fact, a scrumptious, lickable moose cat treat and food toppers. That's right. Your cats will enjoy kitty lickies either directly from the pouch, or you can squeeze it right over their dry food for an extra treat. By the way, great for those finicky felines. Lucy Pet's Kitty Lickies Lickable Moose Cat Treats comes in three feline favorite recipes. There's chicken and duck, sardine and tuna, or salmon and chicken. Each 2-ounce packet contains four individual pouches for your cats to enjoy. Kitty Lickies from Lucy Pet are made with no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. Your cat won't stop licking this delicious moose treat. Take it from me. That's what I'm hearing every day. So if you want to treat your cat while making smart choices about their health, Kitty Lickies Lickable Moose Cat Treat is a great choice. Plus, for finicky cats, Kitty Lickies doubles as a great food topper, encouraging them to eat. And like all Lucy Pet products, Kitty Lickies is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. I want you to log on to LucyPetFood.com, LucyPetFood.com. Check out Kitty Lickies for yourself. Then you'll be one of my listeners calling up and say, Warren, what an amazing product this. Our cats are thrilled and so are we. Check out Kitty Lickies at LucyPetFood.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
A Moment in History, brought to you by KCNR and historian Donnie Smith. The state of California made two identical historical markers for Bass Hill to honor the memories of the brave drivers who drove the stages and held the ribbons, or reins, on the dangerous California-Oregon stage road beginning in the 1850s. One marker was placed in Shasta and the other on the summit of Bass Hill, where the Pacific Highway, now Interstate 5, began its descent down to the Pitt River. The area of the Bass Hill Marker was a favorite holdup spot in stagecoach days for legendary stagecoach robber Black Bart, who robbed three stages there. That marker has since been moved and is now located on the east side of the road leading to Bridge Bay Resort across from the guard shack. Black Bart was eventually caught and sentenced to prison in San Quentin for those, plus other stagecoach robberies. A Moment in History brought to you by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Want to get more Dottie? Go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
For my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife Wanda is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The shift from warm days to cooler and cozier ones just makes you want to switch up your look. Luckily, Ulta Beauty's gorgeous hair event is happening now, so you can discover your best hair this fall. Get up to 50% off hair care essentials from your favorite brands like Briogeo and Revlon, and restore your hair with incredible deals on shampoo and conditioner pairs from brands like Redken. So don't miss out. This event ends October 23rd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
We are back on the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. The phone number, let's go to my friend Gary in Kennewick, Washington. Hey, Gary, welcome to the Pet Show.
Thank you very much. Actually, I'm driving through the beautiful Columbia Gorge as we speak.
I'm jealous now, Gary.
Yeah, the Columbia River Gorge, gorgeous. In fact, I'm going to see some bighorn sheep, which are 50 miles down the road. Anyway, I have a golden retriever puppy about 4.5 months old. It's a female, but she's an alpha.
What is an alpha? What does that mean? Gary, what is an alpha? No, Gary, what is alpha? What does it mean?
She's in charge. You know,
in charge of what?
She's going to do what she wants to do.
Okay, let me quickly explain something to you about alpha, okay? Alpha doesn't necessarily mean that dog is in charge, whether it be a male or a female. In a pack of wolves, there's two alphas. There's an alpha male and an alpha female. All they are parents. They breed the best, they supply the food, and they educate the kids. So when someone says they have an alpha just because the dog is showing assertive behavior, that is not an alpha. You have a 4.5-month-old golden retriever. You're not going through anything alpha right now. What you're going through is the teenage years. These are the teenage years. Your dog is going to be rebellious. Your dog is going to challenge you. That's what you're going through. So get that word alpha. We use it way, way, way too much. Our dogs have been domesticated since we've been walking upright. They're no longer wolves. That being said, what we need to do right now is start your training now. Start your socializing now. A lot of people will wait till the dog is a little bit older, but the same energy and the same intelligence it takes for a dog to learn how to do something right can be used to when they learn how to do something wrong, can be used to do something right. So what I'm going to recommend, and I'm going to bring you back, we're going to have to take a break in a minute. What I'm going to recommend is a lot of different things, but let's be realistic. Too many people hear the term alpha, and they have no idea what alpha means. I studied in Europe for many years with packs of wolves, and I know what alpha means. So when you hear about alpha, everyone assumes it's the toughest dog in the pack. It's the toughest dog in the group. No, that's not alpha. Alpha is the pair, the mother and the father, that breeds the best to keep the pack healthy and keep the pack going on. That's what alpha means. So I want to talk to you. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how to resolve all the issues you're having with your four-month-old Golden. What kind of problems are you having, Gary, specifically?
Basically, the most problem I have is when I work in an office complex, so
yeah.
we'll step outside so she can pee. And I don't leash her at the time because it's kind of stench, she can't get out. But if she sees somebody, off she goes. It's now my new best friend, and nothing can get her away. I call her. I have to go actually physically remove her.
Gary, listen, we're going to put you on hold and come back. But let me explain something to you. Your dog has been alive for 16 weeks. What were you like at 16 weeks? We'll talk to you more, Gary. We come back. We'll resolve your problems. Great time to call me, 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
I need tech that leaves my hands free during my work day and my workout.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need tech for my home office that makes it easier to work from home.
Also possible because Staples Connect has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. And now Apple AirPods Pro are only $199. You save $50. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/16, limit 2 while supplies last.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.